issues when it comes to medical news this week. We're on top of it. I should say Ken's on top of it. I'm interested. Since connecting with Dr. Ken Kronhaus some years ago, I started really to pay a lot more attention to my health and well-being, and hopefully you have as well. Every weekend we're together at this time, 52 weeks a year, so that you can call 888-553-7536 and ask your questions. Be honest, be direct, forthright. Make sure that you explain what you're taking. Maybe you've got some medicine that you're concerned about, or you're taking a supplement or something like that. What happens when you do this and do that? Ken will explain and give you some advice. He's not here to, it's difficult, Ken, isn't it? For you, as you listen to people tell their stories, you can't really prescribe anything, but you can give them advice based on your experience, and that's really why people call, I think, don't you?
Well, minimally, we can help them get to the next step.
Right.
And that is usually what is so helpful. People are paralyzed. There's a web. It's not user-friendly, the healthcare system, unfortunately, these days. And just helping people get to the next step and give them some ideas of how to navigate this is just so helpful. And, you know, last week I get usually a lot of emails from this show, Doug. Last week I was overwhelmed with them because you dragged me into the political realm, which is, you know, that's okay. And I just want to say to the people who, you know, I know when we get dragged in that direction, it's not really a political show, that some people might take umbrage with, you know, not be happy with what we're saying. But none of it's personal. I'm not trying to make any comments personally against anybody. This is America. A lot of people have given their lives so that all of us can express our opinions. And I don't think we should try to suppress anyone's opinions. And if you disagree, I think you should be first in line. So anybody who disagreed with anything I said last week, you know, don't send me nasty emails. Come and talk and let's express our thoughts.
Well, if you send nasty emails, they get ignored, basically, because just more than anything else, nastiness, angriness, and impertinence shows what sort of a person you are. You can listen to Ken and you know that he's not that sort of a person. And as he just suggested, but a lot of people have forgotten it because we've become such an entitled society. People think they're supposed to get this and they're supposed to have that. After all, it's my right, yada, yada, yada. No, it isn't, really. But you do have a right to express yourself. But our rules require that you be civil, and that's probably the cowardice of sending an email to Ken rather than calling on the air and having a conversation with him shows the type of person that you are. So if you're a coward and you only want to have a one-way conversation, you probably might as well not waste your time and effort.
I can see my emails are going to be...
No, why don't you call? 889. No, you're a coward. If you send Ken a nasty email or you send me a nasty email, I get them all the time, too, from people because we have become so subject to having it one way. And if you don't agree with that person, then you should be ignored
personal.
Or you should be taken off the air.
Right, exactly.
Or we're
going
to complain to your sponsors. Forget it. That just is, it's not the way this program or any other program ought to be conducted.
We shouldn't suppress any speech.
No. And then otherwise, those of you who would... Well, this shows you how fraudulent and phony most of these people are, Ken. Most of those people would say that they support our soldiers and they salute when I stand there. But among the people who claim to be the most patriotic is the most intolerance, because if you don't have your own way or you don't have people in your life that see it your way, then you want to destroy them. And there's more and more of that intolerance. First of all, we have too many people in this country. It's hard to manage it, almost impossible, depending on how good a leader you are. And we find it was that what was the discussion of Obamacare?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, people who support that
personally.
Yeah. People who support that don't understand the realities of much of what is in there. That's like Nancy Pelosi says, we'll pass it and then we'll fix it. And you see what's going on now. Veterinarians are having to pay more. You're going to have to. My vet bill went up 10% for a checkup for Charlotte this past week because the vet's dealing with having to buy supplies, having to buy the equipment to service the pets, which is the same as what you have to buy Ken in your office to service humans, and the government's added a 2.3% tax on anything, any medicinal tool.
There's some big news about that. Yes, part of Obamacare is this 2.3% sales tax on medical devices, but this past week, do we have time to go into
this? Yeah, let's do it.
It isn't every day that more than half, Doug, of the Democrats in the Senate vote to repeal part of President Barack Obama's health care law, but that's what happened this past Thursday night when the Senate amazingly voted 79-20 to repeal a 2.3% sales tax on these medical devices such as catheters, pacemakers, and MRI machines, which was intended to help finance coverage for the uninsured that starts next year.
Yeah. And so I didn't, frankly, realize that, so I'm the one who needs to be corrected. Although, one of the things, maybe this is how they fix it. They pass it and then look at the individual pieces of it and take them apart. But it just shows that,
This was passed the way it was because
Will he sign it when it gets to his desk?
Well, that's what they're saying. Is the White House is reporting that they're not that this is going nowhere?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that tells you what's what. 888-553-7536. You are. If it is horrible that 30 some odd million people in the country didn't have health insurance, no question about that. But it wasn't really about your health care. It was an insurance bill. It wasn't health care. It was all about insurance and the insurance companies. And remember, there were no doctors involved in the formulation of this plan at all. Not one.
Well, no practicing doctors.
Right.
Private practice.
Yeah. And then
white ivory tower doctors were involved in it. And it's a play for control. This is about control.
Yeah.
That's all this is. It was an incredible article in the Wall Street Journal. I sent you a copy of it a couple weeks ago that explains really what is going on here and analyzed it exactly spot on, that what has happened is they have increased reimbursement for hospitals to do the same procedures that doctors do in their offices, so that doctors have no choice but to eventually give up their practices, go work for big institutions, and the institutions take over, and then Washington can control much more easily these big institutions. And you're not going to get the Mayo Clinic. You're going to get VA care as your only option, and we need some VA care as one option, but does the American public really want, as their only option for health care in America, the kind of style of health care that's delivered at the VA?
Let's hope not. 888-553-7536. So what you get with Dr. Ken is an overview of the news of the week. You just heard the coverage of the vote on the tax that covers the machinery, if you will, of delivery. But there's a lot more in here, as we all know. There are a lot of medical news items this week and updates, so we'll get to them as we can. Your calls are most important. 888-553-7536 about your health and well-being. And also you can email Ken, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. The story of T-Gen, Ken, and how it has changed the life of a lot of people. A lot of men have low testosterone, and it affects men in dramatic ways, starting in their, 40s? Or is it earlier than that when you're when your testosterone level starts going down?
Well, that's about right. Yeah. Guys, everywhere you look around, there's a new testosterone product, because boosting free testosterone, it will improve your sexual desire and even enhance muscle mass when you exercise. But, Doug, the little-known secret is boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time. It'll take the experience to a whole new level. And, in fact, your body also needs nitric oxide to improve blood flow and maximize libido and performance. So we're introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels while at the same time boosting nitric oxide in the body when and where it counts.
As you get older, you need this to stay healthy. It helps everything in your body function better. It improves your functions, performance. If you're exercising a lot, you need this to really make it all work. So T-Gen now, available at 8 800-317-9865. That's 800-317-9865. Order TGen now, and mention Dr. Ken, you'll get two bottles of Nitro Boost to go along. Nitro Boost is the area, the way of sending all of the goodness, the healthy things that are in your body out to every single part of your body, because nitric oxide opens up all of the canals, right, Ken?
It
makes
yes.
everything move. So improve your performance and increase things that stimulate you. 800-317-9865. Call them now. Mention Dr. Ken. You get two bottles of Nitro Boost. So all in all, it's a great opportunity to get your body and your feelings, you know, the feelings your body has when you're ready, willing, and able. 800-317-9865.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Dr. Ken and Doug awaiting your calls at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. That's all you need is that toll-free number from anywhere in America. Get you on the air quickly, help you get to the next step, answer any of your health care questions from head to toe. You ready? Get out that pen and paper. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. No paperwork, no bills. I won't embarrass you. You can ask me anything you want from head to toe. I've been in medicine for over 30 years. I've been practicing cardiology for 25 of those in Central Florida, right near Orlando, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. But I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist, and I'll ask you answer any of your health care questions. If you have a question about even the kids, yourself, the spouse, the parents, the grandparents, I'll even talk to you about sex if you'd like. 1-888-55-DRKEN. There was an article in one of the major medical journals a couple of weeks ago about a new specialty called psychocardiology. I kid you not, this was a suggestion at a big international meeting because about 50% of people who have heart trouble also end up getting psychiatric problems, and about 50% of people who have psychiatric problems end up getting heart problems. And people think that I'm a natural for this, but I'll let you decide. I'd be glad to help you get to the next step.
All right. 888-553-7536. That's the number to call with your medical questions. The facts from the flu season up next with Dr. Ken.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TrueCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Yourself. 888-553-7536. The blog at drkenshow.com continues. You can click on the upper right-hand corner when you get to drkenshow.com and follow the trail. The trail of conversation here usually has a thread to it. Let's find out with some of our callers if something we've said already, Ken, has gotten them going. Magdalena, listening to KFWB in Los Angeles. You're first up. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Ken. I'm glad you're there. I have a difficult situation. I continue to get a pinched nerve because of osteoarthritis that is very far progressed. In the first series of pinched nerve, when it first happened to me, I was hospitalized, went through epidural, a series of three for epidural treatment, and thank gosh it relieved the pain pretty comfortably so I could walk again after therapy. 1 year later, to the month, I had a pinched nerve, did the same thing again, went through the same series of epidural injections with the same time between of 2 weeks each time, didn't touch the pain at all, and I have had two pinched nerves since then, 10 days apart, and now I cannot even stand. I was already in a wheelchair after the second series didn't work.
Okay.
Who do I see? I've been through two pain clinics. Each time was the pain clinic. What do I do now?
Sure, Magdalena. I hear your pain. Do you know why you're having the pinched nerve? You know, a pinched nerve usually occurs because of too much pressure or compression that's applied to the nerve by surrounding tissue. This can be caused by injury, poor posture, osteoarthritis, stress from
It's the osteoarthritis.
Okay.
It's very far gone.
Yeah. Yes, it sounds like you have a severe case of that. So maybe you need a specialist for that also. It would be the rheumatologist. And I would want you to see if you're into your primary care doctor, sounds like is not able to deal with this, needs some specialty help. You know, I would get a neurologist and a rheumatologist to help you because it sounds to me like this has really gotten to be a severe issue. There are medications, analgesics, which can be used, the usual non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the Advil and Motrins of the world. Corticosteroid injections can be used, but, you know, they just don't work forever, and you can't. And there's a maximum that you can have before you start destroying the area. But surgery sometimes is necessary. But what I would stress with you, have you had physical therapy?
I did have it, but this time I didn't because I want to stay home and they want to put me in the hospital and I don't want to go back in the hospital. I still can make a meal for myself. I still can take care of myself.
Well,
it's
hospital.
Just difficult.
Well, I would go and get evaluated by a neurologist, and if the neurologist thinks that it.
I have a neurologist.
Give me a second, Magdalena. If the neurologist thinks that a short-term hospitalization is the only way that's going to work, then, you know, I think I don't like having to do that either, but I don't think you have any choice.
There you go, man. 888-553-7536. Sometimes, sadly, people don't want to hear what is part of the answer to their question.
The magic wand is not working today.
All right, Eileen, let's see if we can wave them. Well, I don't know if we can do magic, but we can certainly wave something around and help you, move you, point you in the right direction. Eileen's from Utica, New York, Ken.
Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Good.
Doctor,
thanks for calling.
Yes, you're welcome, dear. My neighbor has had a blood clot in the right leg for about over a year now, and she was recommended to take the warfarin sodium for the blood clot, 5 mg, and also she's taken with it lisinopril, L-I-S-I-N-O-P-R-I-L, 10 mg for blood pressure, these two together.
Yes.
And Tylenol for pain. And, you know, no progress has been made on that blood clot. I'm wondering if you could say something about this.
Well, the warfarin is generic Coumadin, which is a strong blood thinner so that you don't start making more of these and they travel up to the lung and cause a real serious life-threatening problem like a pulmonary embolism. The lisinopril is for blood pressure, and the Tylenol, as you say, is for pain. You know, it's a year out, and when you say she's not making any progress, what do you mean by that?
They come and take her blood, you know, like two times, three times a week.
Well, they're checking to make sure.
How much mg of the warfarin they should continue?
Well, there's no standard dose, and with a drug like Coumadin, it depends on how thin or thick the blood is. You have to check what's called an INR, and when you have a blood clot, that blood test needs to be between 2 and 3, which tells us how thin the blood is. And some people, I have patients who 1 or 2 milligrams is effective. I have some patients it takes 12, 15 milligrams. It has a lot to do with your genetics. It has a lot to do with how much green vegetables you're taking in and what other drugs you're on. So that, and it's important to always keep up with that INR and not go longer than 4 weeks, and often much sooner when that gets done.
All right, ma'am.
Is she on the right medication, the warfarin?
Yes, that is absolutely the right medicine. And what I don't know is whether she has any complications, the post-phlebitic syndrome with swelling of the leg, leg pain, and skin discoloration. If that's there, then she should see her doctor about it.
888-553-7536. More of your calls coming up. There'll be, for sure, people who want to talk about what we said a few minutes ago regarding Obamacare and the way the Senate has tried to adjust the charges, the taxes on the medical equipment that is necessary. So we'll talk about that as time allows. Half past the hour on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault. 20 sea varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
After the hour, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day Weekend program. I'm not the most important part of the mix here, though. It's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's at your service and on your side with great answers to important questions that you have. You've been stewing about something all week. Now's the opportunity. Sometimes you don't like to hear what Ken has to say, but that's part of the, you want somebody to be honest with you, or you want to hear what you want to hear. Sometimes people go to the doctor and they only want to hear what they want to hear, and that's not a good mix at all. You need to get the facts. You need to know what's going on in your body. You need to listen, and if you're not satisfied with the results, get another opinion, and that often happens here. But the truth is the truth, and the facts are the facts, and so here we go with another half hour of your calls, and a focus later on in the half hour on your cardio health, because Ken is one of the best-known cardiologists in the country, practicing in Florida. And by the way, if you'd like to make an appointment to see Ken in his facility in Florida, outside of Orlando, you call 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 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 and you can make an appointment to go down there. It's a nice trip, and you'll be taken care of wonderfully, especially if he finds out you listen to the program. Man, you can spend the whole day with him. 888-553-7536. Jim's in Utica. No, Jim's listening to WAYY in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, good morning, Dr. Ken and everybody there. I just wanted to make a comment about that there was no practicing doctors on that that made that health care bill pass. And my congressman, Steve Kagan, was a practicing and still is. He was on the committee, and he tried to get a transparency into the bill, but it never got passed. But anyway, he had dozens of calls from Mayo Clinic and many other hospitals. They don't want transparency. And I think that's part of the problem with the health care bill. It should have had transparency, but it never got passed. But anyway, I'm a 31-year surviving hemodialysis patient, and I know the importance of all Medicare and having health care. And for me, I am for the Affordable Care Act, and it is a living thing like Social Security, where it changes, where they take things out and put things in. And I want to ask you, Dr. Ken, do you think that the healthcare industry has lost its moral compass? And please address this.
What a great question. Wait, what a great question.
Stay with us. When you say the healthcare industry, you have to define that a little more carefully. I mean, I don't think I've lost my moral compass. I don't think most, you know, there's a bad apple in every carton, and you're going to, if you look hard enough in any profession, you'll find people who have lost their moral compass. But I've been around doctors since the 1970s. 70s, and I don't think they've lost their moral compass. In many ways, they've lost their enthusiasm because they see that they're being told what to do, and there's so much that's getting between their ability to make a close relationship with their patient, which is the reason why all of us went into medicine, almost all of us. You know, many of us could be making a lot more for the amount we get paid per hour and for what we do, but most of us went in because we just love the closeness that we can get to our patients and actually save lives. And you know, that ability to do that is withering away every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Go ahead.
So when you say has the medical, have we lost our moral compass, if anything, I think I'll talk to you about for most physicians are just frustrated that they are losing their ability to be their strongest advocate for their patient because they're being told what to do by others who never went to medical school.
I agree with that. I think there's a money influence here by the drug companies too.
There's money influence in everything. There's always going to be money in everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it has its good and its bad. And, you know, we are the world's center of, and I hope it continues, of technology and evolution of new products, new drugs, new treatments. You know, when the Saudi Arabia king wants health care, he can go anywhere he wants in the whole wide world. Where does he come? He doesn't go to France. He doesn't go to Canada. He comes to America.
Goes to Cleveland Clinic.
He's got money to pay for it, and he doesn't have to worry about insurance. Not really sustainable because we never fix the cost end of it. The hospital charges, the doctor and all, there has to be some regulation or something, way of governing
Jim,
this.
Jim,
the
Jim,
insurance thing is okay. they're telling people,
Jim,
that, sorry, you got to die.
Jim,
know?
Do you know that your costs for the doctors are fixed? Do you know that there's price controls for physicians' billings? What we can charge you is fixed by the government and Medicare. Mm-hmm. I can't charge you what I want
right.
to.
I know that.
It's price controlled. So I don't know how you could say the doctors are milking the system. I have no control of my price.
Well,
when I have a Medicare patient,
hospitals charging $20 for a Band-Aid. I mean,
well,
there has
hospitals
to be some...
hospitals can charge whatever they want to Medicare patients. They get paid a lump sum.
Yes, they do.
But
so
what
doesn't
saying,
matter what they charge.
What Jim is saying about the abuses, we all know that, and we all are upset about that. The abuses come from, frankly, what Obama said would fix that problem. It would be interesting to watch. There were a lot of people who were coming to hospitals that had no insurance whatsoever, so the hospitals charged the people who could pay to cover the services that they had to provide to people who couldn't pay.
Don't have insurance, the hospitals are really, really going to charge you high. But there's not that many people, the 85% of the people have insurance, and they come in with a fixed, predetermined pay schedule, and whatever they charge you, it doesn't matter, the charges are fixed. They can't charge above the fee schedule. And if you don't have insurance, however, then that's where they can charge you $100 for an aspirin.
Right. Every 20 seconds, somebody files bankruptcy because of a medical condition. And we're all just one accident or illness away from being bankrupt.
You have Medicare, right? So I don't think anyone on Medicare is one accident away. People on Medicare are well taken care of.
No, that's why I'm for Medicare. And actually, I wish they rather reinvent the wheel. They would have expanded Medicare down to probably 50 years old to get people before they start getting sick, because that's when you start having troubles in life. And if they would expand instead of reinventing the wheel,
but
I
Jim,
think a single payer is still the way to go.
Well, but the problem is when you put that much authority into one place. They have too much authority, and then they start taking away care, and they start limiting care to save lives and save money, not to save lives, but they start then they start using too much of that power because there's no competition. You don't want to put that much power into anybody's hands because then, you know, they may decide that, oh, dialysis, you're above 75 or 80, you're not going to get it. And there's nowhere else to go. And in Obamacare is this panel that has this potential determination outside of government control. And this is another area where the Senate independently is working on getting rid of this panel so that there isn't a select group that can make such unbelievable decisions.
85% of Americans think that the health care bill needs to be overhauled. They don't say get rid of it, but they say let's do something to fix some of the egregious errors, like the Democratic vote this week, or the Republicans were on it as well, to repeal the tax on the machinery that's necessary to take care of you. Good stimulating conversation. Jim, thanks for the call. 888-553-7536. Ronnie in Ripley, Tennessee. How may Dr. Ken help you, sir?
Hi. My mother died 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Ronnie.
Well, thank you. And what happened is she got real weak one day, and I took her to the emergency room, and then she was hit with a double whammy. The doctor noticed a pulse in her abdomen that he said shouldn't be noticeable.
Was there an aneurysm?
Right, but it didn't rupture.
Okay.
But she also didn't do well on the liver function test, and the CAT scan showed lesions. And he said he felt pretty sure that was liver cancer. But at her condition, there was no need to pursue it. Let's just take her home and start hospice care.
Do we know why? Was there a primary cancer somewhere else? Or was this the primary site of the cancer?
Apparently so, but no, she had never shown signs of cancer before.
Had she ever had hepatitis virus?
No, and she was not a drinker or any kind of drug user.
Okay.
In fact, she didn't even take.
Well, most causes of liver cancer we don't know. People who have hepatitis virus, this can cause liver cancer. Often liver is a site because it filters the blood of where other primary sites of cancer, for example, the breast or the lung, can then travel to the liver and be a so-called metastasis site. But usually we don't know. How can we? I'm really sorry, Ronnie. This must be very difficult. How can we help?
Well, if it was the liver cancer, is that unusual that they'll suspect it, you know, like on a Thursday and then she dies Tuesday morning?
But was that the sequence here?
Right. She died 5 days after.
Well, she must have got what it sounds like. Was she yellow jaundice?
No, not at all.
At no point through this?
No.
Because my first thought was that she went into liver failure, but so she presented to the ER. They saw abnormal liver function tests by blood work, said that she's terminal, sent her home, and 5 days later she expired?
Right.
And but the ER doctor felt it was liver failure.
Well, he just said lesions on the liver.
Uh-huh. It sounds like she... It just sounds like she probably expired due to liver failure.
Mm.
Okay.
All right, sir. Sorry for your loss. Let us move on. 888-553-7536. Those stories always are very difficult. It's hard. Sometimes people want to figure out a way. What? It's the what if. What if I had done this or what if I had done that? And at this point, it doesn't help unless you can learn the lesson for yourself and make sure that you are taking care of your body, because oftentimes what may happen to one of the parents or both the parents, you're liable to be susceptible for as well, right?
Yeah, it's just we're missing a few parts to this puzzle, and I imagine that I imagine there probably was some sort of chronic infection,
right?
And it wasn't known. And this does happen. I don't know whether there was any cirrhosis, and he didn't even know the history either. Sometimes diabetes, sometimes exposures to some toxins can do this. Excessive alcohol consumption, obesity. These are all risk factors for liver cancer. But this is a bit of an unusual story. But I think that, you know, sometimes parents don't tell kids everything.
888-553-7536. Here's some great news for those of you here in America who want to look your best. Your teeth, if they're stained yellow, embarrassing, can have a quick fix, according to Dr. Ken and his work with Power Swabs.
Dr. Ken here. Now, let's be honest, Doug. You've tried to whiten those teeth before, and you've run into a couple different problems. One, maybe you did the strips and the trays, and it was too much work to deal with, and it got messy. And two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you had some caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. Well, I've got Power Swabs for you, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that removes stains from your teeth in just 5 minutes. The secret is a patented tooth detergent that dissolves stains on teeth, and it whitens without sensitivity. It's a pain-free solution. I guarantee your teeth will be 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes, 6 shades in just 7 days. And what's more, Power Swabs will work on those caps, those crowns, and those veneers, so you can start becoming a winner. And call today for your 5-minute solutions to whiter teeth.
Call right now, mention Dr. Ken, and receive 50% off the retail price. That's right, 50% off the retail price mentioning Dr. Ken by dialing 800-867-4089. That's 800-867-4089. Who among you likes to have yellow, stained, unattractive teeth? Nobody does. So start showing off your teeth. Start smiling more. Try Power Swabs risk-free with a 50% off retail price offer from Dr. Ken at 800-867-4089. Again, that's 800-867-4089.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Well, I want you to take a pencil and paper, and here's what I want you to do. Once again, what is a major goal in your life? And then I want you to put down what is a minor goal in your life. Got it? Now what I want you to do is list the obstacles, and a blank sheet will not be acceptable. List the obstacles that are preventing you from achieving either this major goal or this minor goal. And then ask yourself, are these really true? Are these obstacles that are insurmountable? And then begin to plan these ways around these obstacles to make them work for you. Because you know what? An obstacle is when you put it there. That's why I forced you to do it. Get rid of those obstacles. Focus on the outcome. Focus on the achievement. Focus on the major and minor goals of your life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The Good Day Health newsletter comes out every Friday. What do we have for this weekend, Ken?
This week we have the latest news related to men's health. We had a few newsletters on women. This week it's the men's turn. This is the latest information in the medical journals that your doctor's reading. Easy to understand language, how to improve the health and live longer.
In other words, well, if you're looking for tips on how to have a quality life in every aspect, this is a good thing for you to read. Does what you eat determine the quality of your sperm, for example? One of the questions answered by Dr. Ken in the Good Day Health newsletter for this week. You can sign up for it at either drkenshow.com. Click on when it says, do you want to sign up for our newsletter? When you click onto it, you just put your email address in. Bingo. You'll get it. Same thing at dougstefan.com. Just look for Dr. Ken's picture, click on that, and it'll tell you about the newsletter and ask you whether you want to sign up. Put in your email address, and you'll get it. Coming up, a discussion of your heart here on Good Day Weekend.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here with a focus on natural remedies for cholesterol. I have for many years been a big proponent, an advocate, if you will, for ways to effectively lower my cholesterol, my triglycerides, and I am happy to tell you that what Ken and Dave McMahon are going to talk about is a wonderful way for you to deal with those two important problems. If you have high cholesterol and high triglycerides, here's Ken to talk to Dave McMahon from Solana Health.
Thanks, Doug. Doug and Dave, as a cardiologist, I've looked at many natural remedies for cholesterol over the years, and this is the only one I've seen that effectively lowers cholesterol and triglycerides in just 30 days. My patients love it. I've been happy with it. It's safe. It's effective. And it's just one capsule per day. You also know that I'm a big proponent of omega-3 fish oil, but as we've discussed on this show, all fish oils, they're not the same. So I wanted to ask David McMahon, the founder and CEO of Solana Health, about the fish oil and cardio. Hi, Dave.
Good morning. Well, Dr. Ken, you know our fish oil is tested per batch by a nonprofit up in Canada, and they use the strictest World Health Organization specs for contaminants, and they publish their test results right on their website. And we've always gotten a five-star rating certifying that it has no heavy metals, plasticizers, or dioxins.
And didn't I just read that six big fish oil companies were being sued for having a plasticizer in their fish oil?
Yeah, that was last year, and Consumer Reports actually found four more companies. Unfortunately, in the U.S., there is no testing required of supplements, and many fish oils have been found to contain plasticizers, which are called PCBs, and other types of contaminants.
It's the same stuff they make plastic pipe out of, folks. How would you like to have some of that in your system? I'll tell you, from my own experience, Cardiol absolutely works. I've been taking it for well over a year. I want to let you know that now, as a part of our conversation and connection to Dave, we have a free 30-day trial of Cardiol available by dialing 888-809-6424. Or you can go online to cardiol.net/Ken and ask for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol. That's C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net. net/Ken.
Coming back to the fish oil and triglycerides, the American Heart Association recommends at least 500 milligrams of omega-3 to treat borderline high triglycerides, which is by itself a risk factor for heart disease, so it's just not about cholesterol. The potency or the amount of omega-3 per capsule is really important and is what drives down those triglyceride levels. So take a look at your fish oil bottle and look at the supplement and fact panel on the back. That matters more than the 1,000 milligrams of fish oil on the front. Most fish oil capsules only have about 300 milligrams of omega-3. What does cardiol have, Dave?
Well, along with the other 9 essential ingredients that lower cholesterol and triglycerides, we've got 550 milligrams of omega-3 right in that same capsule, and it is the natural triglyceride form, which absorbs about 70% better than the standard fish oil. So basically, you're getting the equivalent of 3 to 4 standard fish oil capsules that you would get from a CVS or a supermarket pill right in that one cardiol capsule.
This is a neat product, folks. There are a lot of people who have sent us email. I have stacks of email here, people who have had great luck. I got a lady who sent along the following message. I took cardiol for 30 days starting in January, along with the fish oil, so just 2 capsules per day. And when I visited my doctor, I was thrilled with the results. Her total cholesterol dropped from 283 to 205. The LDL cholesterol dropped from 194 to 119. The HDL increased from 70 to 74. A man I'd kill for a number like mine's about 40. What is it, Ken? About 48, 49?
Exactly. And I saw a patient 2 days ago, can't take any other medication, has been on all of them except for cardiol.
All right. So here's what you do. Free 30-day trial of cardiol. Take some action right now by dialing 888-809-6424 or go online to cardiol.net/Ken. And for just $8.95 shipping and handling, you'll get a free 30-day trial. Test your blood before and then after, and you'll see the dramatic difference from taking cardiol. Remember, every time you're thinking about this, think about what Dr. Ken says. This is a risk. This is risk-free. I mean, you're going to get improvements. You're going to love, love, love it. Free 30-day trial of cardiol, 888-809-6424. Go to cardiol.net/Ken. Thanks, Dave.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.